Variety of light hits from the 60s to today with Tom Petty. Joined now by Dr. Kelly McCarrick, owner of Hometown Chiropractic Center on North 4th Street in Tomahawk. Good morning, Kelly. How are you doing today?
Good morning. I'm doing great.
Good. That's well, yeah. First time on the morning show this morning, but we're going to talk chiropractic, huh? I know spring sports is now underway for our Tomahawk Hatchets.
Yes, and we're definitely starting to see some of those sore muscles as people get back into shape. I've had quite a few athletes coming in already because they know if they want to be in tip-top shape for their sport and help prevent injuries, getting ahead of it and getting adjusted before they start competing and being a little more aggressive, getting adjusted is the way to really prepare their bodies. So now that practice, I think, is underway for just about everything, at least in high school. I know middle school, like track at least, doesn't start until after spring break. But yeah, I know that everybody's getting ready for these sports and already hearing of some tired and pulled muscles. And so I just wanted to remind everyone that getting adjusted can, you know, a lot of people just think of pain, then get adjusted. But really, being adjusted can help prevent pain, because when your brain can talk to your body, which I've said about 100 times on the radio, when the brain can talk to the body can do the amazing things it's meant to do. And it creates better balance between our flexors and extensor groups so that you're less likely to have an injury during the season and during your sport. And so it's something that I definitely look at as more preventatively than once an injury has occurred, because at that point, you're already missing practice, you're already missing games. There's now a larger emotional component to it as well, with being injured. And so the sooner you can get in and the better condition you are in as you start your sport, the better off you'll be.
Yeah, that sounds good. Absolutely. And, you know, definitely a proactive process. Something I, you know, didn't really, you know, realize or think about, you know, that you should be going in and getting adjusted before that pain starts happening.
Exactly. And, you know, I know that T-ball and softball and baseball in town haven't started yet for the littles. And I think we're still a little bit off from that. But we definitely see a lot of kids who do those sports too. I know a lot of people think of high school because it's much more aggressive, much more intense. The training is a lot more. So we do see a lot of high school athletes, but this is one of my favorite times of the year because we get to really see athletes of all ages as they get into baseball and softball, because, I mean, it's a repetitive motion when you're in practice. You're doing the same things over and over again to master your technique. And as we all know as adults, our repetitive motions are what make us the most sore. You know, when you're raking or you're shoveling or you're vacuuming and you're doing the same thing over and over again, that's when we tend to have more of our issues. So the same thing can occur in kids when they're throwing the ball again and again, or they're sprinting and stopping and sprinting and stopping as they're getting ready for track. So it can lead to the same type of soreness, and we want to make sure we get on top of it. And one thing I always hear from parents is, you know, I wish that I would have come in when I was my kid's age. And that's why we have a lot of parents at our practice bring their kids in. So I encourage you to look at your kids and help them out in their future out by helping their bodies be more successful in their sports and have better recovery.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, just as we were talking, that's something I, you know, never really thought about either, is going in and, you know, getting adjustments when you're young. I thought that was kind of interesting personally. So what is, you know, how do we go about making an appointment? Can you speak to that at all?
Yeah, so definitely the best way to make a first-time appointment would be to call the office at 453-5365. I have great staff that will take your phone call, figure out what works best in your schedule and get you scheduled. We have a really awesome process where the first day you come in, I hear all about the history, things that you might not think are relevant that are relevant to how your nervous system is functioning. And we do a really awesome neurospinal scan that shows how your brain and your body are communicating and functioning, which gives some inside information and has no radiation, so you can do it on little babies and pregnant women and everything, which gives us a lot of insight, which is great. And then on the second day, go through everything and create a plan for what would be best for you to be most successful based on what your goals and your history are. And then you get adjusted from there. So it's really quite easy. If anybody's ever looking for more information about chiropractic or figuring out if it would be a good match, again, you can always call the office. You can also go on our social media. We post daily about all sorts of things, pediatric, pregnancy, sports related. So there's lots of posts on there, and you can always feel free to send a message with any questions you might have, and those will be answered when there's time to answer them.
Sure, absolutely. Well, that sounds great. Anything else you'd like to add real quick, or is that all?
I think that's it. I wanted to remind everybody that next week is Sunshine on the Streets on Wednesday. So we encourage the schools, people at their businesses, people at home to stand outside with a positive quote and just spread some positivity and smiles through our community to celebrate the start of spring. Hopefully we're going to have good weather this
year.
Yeah,
it sure looks like it.
So it's going to be from 12:30 to 1:30 on Wednesday the 20th. If you don't have a great place to stand or you live on a road that doesn't have a lot of traffic, everyone's more than welcome to come and join us at Hometown. We always have a nice crew outside spreading lots of positivity. So feel free to join us for that on Wednesday from 12:30 to 1:30. And make sure to send us your pictures because we always like to do a post to help spread positivity that way too.
All right. Well, sounds good. Thanks for chatting this morning, and catch up with you next Friday, I think. Jeff's back in.
Yeah. Have a great St. Patrick's Day and a great weekend.
Oh, yeah. Thanks. You too. All right. Bye now. Okay. That is Dr. Kelly McCarrick, owner of Hometown Chiropractic Center, 1338 North 4th Street in Tomahawk. If you're looking for an appointment, call them 453-5365. You can also visit their website, tomahawkhometownchiro.com. WJJQ Tomahawk joining the news in progress with CBS at 8:01. Georgia.